All right, let's listen a little bit of the chorale. This is Larry Sutherland. Looking forward to hearing this good group play. Certainly is well taught, well instrumented. My gosh, three oboes, three bassoons. They sound really good. So we're looking forward to it. Try to blow through all these chorales. Blow into and through into the next note. Connect them with a lot of hot, wet air. Real legato. You might even have him sing on at least on la or something. Singing is a great thing, especially on these chorales. Okay, here we go. When the band tuned, one of the things I liked was that the flutes adjusted after they got a pitch, that a lot of them were adjusting their instruments, which is just great. That's what we want. I'm not much of a fan of telling kids with a tuner whether they're sharp or flat. In the interest of time, I know it's quicker to do it like that, but they gotta learn to listen and do it themselves. Okay, here we go, Knights of Dunvegan. Maestoso. Well, no, sorry. Yeah, Larry Dane writes some nice pieces. Keep the melody above. So the melody is about the same level as the rest of the band, which it shouldn't be. Make sure you force yourself to hold notes out full value. Yeah, that's way too big a gap there. See, they've got to hold notes out all the way and then take their breath. Don't cheat the note in order to take a breath. Yeah, the conducting is exactly right, with a little lilt on three, so they get that eighth note in on the end of three. It's a nice tone quality. Make sure there's a good focus and resonance no matter how soft you're playing. Don't let it get flabby. Get that A flat nice and strong. Da da. Grandioso could be a little more held back. The eighth note thing happened real good, but they got to hold out the half note long. Good. All right. Hold fermata's out long. All right. Great. Great. Good job. Okay, now, Knights of Dunvegan. Okay, we got percussion all organized. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very musical conducting, and therefore the band plays musically.
That's what we want.
Wonderful dynamics, good style. At Fresno State, we used to record a bunch of these pieces, educational pieces for the companies back before they started doing something else. And they were just real hard to make sound musical. And it was basically articulation. And the band sounds real good. Notes are articulated very cleanly and in the right style. It's real important when you're playing, folks, that you listen to the people on either side of you, like especially flutes, clarinets, trumpets. Listen to the people on either side of you and make sure that you're with them. Make sure you're not louder or softer, longer or shorter, or sharper or flatter. In other words, listen to anybody you can, but at least to the people on either side of you. Stay together. Stuff like that can be a little stronger, I think. The fortes can be more. Lots of good teaching going on here. Great work. Yeah, tubas. Yeah, good. Good. Careful. Now that's fortissimo. That looks like the loudest part of the piece. So that needs to be quite a bit stronger. So I would say dynamic contrast would be something to work on. But I tell you, it's a good job. Real good job. Thank you very much for coming and showing us what can be done with middle school kids. This is Larry Sutherland from Fresno State signing off.